It's an important part of shaping its future. So we're discussing the impact of supporting Memorial Health System's Women's and Children's Hospital. Our guests, Jarrett Stull, Executive Director of Memorial Health Foundation, and also Dave and Arlene Archer, who've been very generous donors. This is Memorial Health Radio from Memorial Health System, Ohio. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Joey Waller. Hi there, Jarrett, Dave, Arlene. Welcome to you all. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Joey.
Hello. How are you today?
Good, thanks. Yourself?
Very good.
Very good.
Excellent. A great day to talk about supporting this great foundation. And so first, for you, Jarrett, can you explain a little bit in a nutshell about what you do and your role as Memorial Health Foundation head?
Absolutely. As the foundation, we help support the health of our community through philanthropy. And we've been doing that since 1981. And I have the pleasure of serving as executive director to help steward the gifts that we are entrusted with from the community, sharing our stories and the impact that we are making on our community and the patients we serve right here in our region.
Absolutely. And so Dave and Arlene, first for you, Dave, when and why did you first become interested in supporting Memorial Health System and the Memorial Health Foundation?
Well, Joey, we were both, of course, born in Marietta, which was Marietta Memorial Hospital at that time. And interestingly enough, Arlene was the first of her family, being the rest of the family being born on the farm, to be born there. And we actually have the first bill that they sent, and it was for $47 for 3 days when she was born. So things have changed a lot, but not many health issues when growing up. But we always used Marietta, minor surgeries, appendix, tonsils, and things like that. We've been married for 58 years, so we've had quite a little bit of experience with our kids. We always lived on a farm in Churchtown, Ohio, which is outside of Marietta. The three children, Mike and Jill and Kathy, and all born at Marietta Memorial. And one of the things that was a big part of our life was credit Marietta Memorial quite a few years ago when our youngest daughter had spinal meningitis and Dr. Jacoby basically saved her life, which was a huge deal at that time. And another incident that we had is in 2010, I'd had a heart attack in Marietta Memorial, and the doctors up there saved me from a pretty bad issue that I was into. But we started Pioneer Pipe in 81, and we never dreamed at the time that we'd be fortunate enough to employ so many people and good people that built our companies up to the point that they are today. And we've formed and purchased quite a few businesses over the years, Viking Fabricators, Metal Tech Steel, Riverview Industrial, Pioneer Tire, and some other smaller ones, now known today as the Pioneer Group. And so we use Marietta Memorial for everything from drug testing to emergencies from a company standpoint. But the big thing was our people. And we've been probably fortunate to hire and employ hundreds and hundreds of employees and their families. And through last year, we had employed enough people that we totaled about 25 million working man hours since we started, which was pretty big in the business that we're in throughout the years. And so that was a big thing about us. Memorial, of course, was a big help in taking care of all these people we had employed. And many of the connections with Marietta Memorial involved my mother, who's up there, and Ethel Archer, and started 55 plus way back in the day. I think it was in the 80s. And then our son, Mike, he served on the board and is chairman of the board for the Marietta Memorial Health System. So it's been a big part of all of our lives, but the biggest thing is the part they're playing in the community to take on this project.
Well, thanks for laying that all out. And speaking of which, Arlene, talk if you would please about why the two of you decided to specifically support this Women and Children's Hospital. I guess obviously your connection with the facility dates all the way back to that $47 bill that Dave mentioned from years ago, right?
Yes, that's correct. Well, when we first discussed it, we thought, well, this is going to be a game changer for our community and also for our employees. for not just for now, but for years to come in this region. And of course, we think of all of our employees, our customers, and the surrounding community have all been very instrumental to us in helping us grow and expand our businesses. And we've been in business over the past 44 years. So we're proud to be able to support a project like this that will truly change the lives of our children, our employees and customers' children, and grandchildren into the future.
Absolutely. And so, Jared, what are, in fact, some of the most important features that donations like from the Archers have funded at the hospital?
Well, I want to start by saying the entire Archer family and Dave and Arlene are so generous throughout this community and, of course, to our health system and supporting so many different things. They are true philanthropists and leaders in this community. And Arlene said it best when she said, this is a game changer. And that's exactly what this campaign that we've entered into that we're calling the Together Campaign really is. It is truly transformational. It's because the hallmark project of this campaign is the first ever women's and children's hospital in Southeast Ohio. So today the landscape looks like if you need advanced pediatric care or advanced women's care, you're traveling 2 hours or more to access that care. And we know for about 85% of those cases that have to travel away, we're going to be able to retain those at home when we open the doors of the Women's and Children's Hospital. And so that is huge to save the money, the stress, and the time of families right here trying to coordinate being away for many days, weeks at a time, other family and children and commitments back here and in the Marietta area. This is going to solve a lot of that for a lot of people. And so the Women's and Children's Hospital is the hallmark of this campaign, but we have two other priorities of this campaign, and that's continuing to grow our endowment. Our endowment is very important to our health system. We have an endowment today of about $34 million market value, and how we use our endowment, that's allowing us to continue to bring services and programs more quickly to our area, to the Mid-Ohio Valley, than we would normally be able to. We're able to leverage that funding for other funding. And the third priority is our Memorial Health Fund. This is our annual fund, and it is truly the foundation of everything we do because we manage about 30 direct patient care funds from things that help with transportation. I talked about that being a significant challenge for us. And so we're helping people with gas cards and lining up transportation for them to get to and from their appointments. But we're also helping with medications and equipment, just any kind of care needs that our patients may need for them to get better and back to living their normal life. That's what we want to help do. And so the Together campaign is a $50 million campaign. And I am very pleased to share that as of today, we have raised $38.7 million toward that goal. So we have $11.3 million to go. We know it's not going to be easy, but just like the Archer family, we have so many generous people living here in our community. And many times people think they have to be able to make very large gifts to be able to participate, and they don't. It's going to take all of us to finish up this $11.3 million. And so gifts of any size is going to help. And, you know, we've had over 1,000 donors already to this campaign, mostly right here in our region. And it's just phenomenal to see how much people are on board with us for bringing a women's and children's hospital to our area.
Well, thanks for pointing out the all-encompassing work that's being done that goes well beyond the Women's and Children's Hospital. But Dave, I want to ask you about that facility because I'm wondering how important to you is it to have one that's devoted just to the care of women and children?
For the community, I think it's great. And Jared covered most of the ideas and things that we've discussed in our family about the impact it was going to have on the community. And especially for women and children who didn't really have a local option and had to do the travel deal and sometimes gone 2 or 3 hours, they'll be able to get the quality care here now when this project is completed. And at the first Women and Children's Hospital in Southeastern Ohio is going to be a huge draw to industry and other people coming to our community. And as business owners, These added services will make Marietta obviously way more attractive. And the Marietta Health System is adding so much value to the region that we just couldn't do any other thing than to be try to be a part of it. And we're grateful we got the opportunity to do that. But all of our employees and people that we've had employed over the years, it's going to benefit them. And as I think Arlene said earlier, that clear down through the grandchildren and everybody else. So we're pretty happy to do that. And we've supported many projects over the years. And this project is at the top of the list because of the impact for the region. And hopefully it's a small way for us to give back to the community by recognizing Marietta Memorial Health System's vision from the Mid-Ohio Valley by making this contribution.
And picking up on that, Arlene, how about the fact that, as Dave mentioned, this is something that's built to last, so to speak, something that your family, the employees of your companies, and people throughout the community will benefit from really for generations to come, right?
Well, we have always tried to support many projects throughout the years. And of course, this project, when it came available, was at the top of our list to support, just because of the incredible impact it's going to have on our region. As Dave said before, this is our way of giving back to the community. We recognize the importance of all our employees and customers, along with we recognize Marietta Health System, and they have a vision for the Mid-Ohio Valley. Making a contribution to this is something we feel significantly improves our lives of future generations and all the people in the Mid-Ohio Valley.
A couple of other things here. First, back to you, Jared. And obviously, the Archer family has had a great legacy in the community, both in terms of their generosity with your foundation and certainly well beyond, as you all have discussed. But years from now, when much of this new work is done and these facilities are being enjoyed and benefiting so many, what do you think the legacy will be there as far as what the Archers have been able to do? What do you think the impact will be years down the road, looking back?
Well, Joy, I have goosebumps just thinking about that, you asking that question, because I don't think we know the full transformation this is really going to have. We know it's going to be huge and we know it's going to change lives, but I don't think we know the full extent yet, and we probably won't until the doors are open and we're doing that. But I firmly believe that the Archer name will be in that building, as well as other donors' names. It's going to resonate with people that are using that facility. They're going to be in those waiting rooms and in the clinic areas and there for need. And hopefully, we hope it's all positive, but we know sometimes we're having a building a level two NICU for a reason, because we know that sometimes babies have challenges and those aren't the greatest of times. And I think people are going to look around and recognize the Archers and others in our community that have done this for them, that have brought this here for them. And so the legacy is going to be huge to have a women's and children's hospital in this part of the state outside of an urban area is really unique. And so we're just so fortunate for the Archer families for stepping up with a $1 million gift. And so many, you know, like I said, we had more than 1,000 donors at this point already to this project. And it's just phenomenal.
Arlene, when you hear that kind of talk, how does it make you feel to know that you and Dave have been so instrumental in making this all happen?
Well, it seems like I keep repeating myself, but it's just the support that it's going to gain our employees and customers throughout the years. We're getting older, but this is one project that we feel that our kids, grandkids, and everyone else is going to support it. And I believe that this is just going to take off. And I believe the $11 million they still need will still be able to be met to meet their goal. It's just incredible that we were asked, and just this is simply our way of giving back to the community that we owe so much to, because they have helped us so much along our way.
In a world where community isn't always as important to people as it was generations ago, Dave, final one for you. How special is it for you and your family to have put down roots here and to continue to grow those roots, if you will, in such an important way?
I think it's real important. And just I'm a history nut. So our family came to Noble County in 1803, and we came here in 1920. And my grandfather was in the automobile parts business. And the opportunities here, there's a lot of opportunities, but I think the down the road with the things that are possible now, with some of the things other organizations are doing, the Port Authority, which I served on for about 20 years, is doing a great job getting things set up. But we have to have a good health system and a school system and some other things. But this is the top of the list. And so when we saw this opportunity, we wanted to be part of it. And there again, we wouldn't be in a position probably to do what we're doing to help this fundraising without having all the employees and people that have worked for us all the years. And there's some pretty good enthusiasm for it in the community too, because since we made the contribution, a lot of the people have talked to us. And I think I kind of agree with Arlene on that, that the $11 million is not unrealistic. And hopefully that's going to come quick enough to get everything rolling. But there is some good enthusiasm out there.
And speaking of that remaining $11 million, in summary here, Jarrett, you mentioned earlier that donations large, like that of the Archers, and small as well, are equally welcome. So how can the community become involved and help support the hospital?
We have a website that's dedicated to this campaign with all the information where people can give and learn more about it, and that's togethermhf.org. But also reaching out to us in our office phone is 740-374-4913. All of our team is in the community a lot, so seeing us anywhere and talking about it is perfectly fine. There's lots of opportunities. As Dave and Arlene have said, there's a lot of excitement in the community about this. Dave and I were at a lunch yesterday where this was being talked about and the economic development impact and just the direction of our area, where it's going overall, that Washington County is going to be even bigger on the map coming up, and lots of great projects happening, lots of people working very hard to bring in new businesses, and the health system is just so honored to be a part of helping make that happen.
Well, folks, we trust you're now more familiar with supporting Memorial Health System's Women's and Children's Hospital and beyond as well. Jarrett, Dave, Arlene, thanks for sharing the story, and good luck the rest of the way. Thanks so much again.
Thank you, Jay.
Have a good day.
You too. Thanks. And remember, folks, your gift will indeed have a lasting impact on the Marietta community, so please do visit togethermhf.org. For more information and to get connected with a provider, please visit mhsystem.org. Please remember as well to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all the other Memorial Health System podcasts as well. If you found this one helpful, please do share it on your social media. I'm Joey Waller. Thanks so much again for being part of Memorial Health Radio from Memorial Health System, Ohio.